everybody. Welcome back to Afros and Combos.
Hey, y'all.
Hello, hello.
All right. Just want to let you guys know that Drea is really busy with work, so she is not going to be with us on this episode. I know, right? But as always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Combos on IG. Email us at afrosandcombos@gmail.com and check out the website at afrosandcombos.com. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing good.
I was tired, but I'm here.
Say, I'm tired too. I've been like literally scrubbing my house from top to bottom. I guess because I didn't get to clean it on the new year. You know, it's like you got to clean it when the new year come in. We weren't here. So, you know, I'm having to backtrack. So,
yeah, I was like, why are you doing that? It's almost February.
Yeah. I know. Clean house just feels so much better.
That's true.
But so we are here at the first trending combos of the year of 2021.
My Lord, has so much happened.
It's going to be interesting.
We 2 seconds in the new year, and my God,
so much has happened in these first few days.
Wow. So who would like to go first?
Girl, let me go first. Let me just toss mine out there. Because, you know, shout out to the newly elected senators.
Come on.
Senator elects out of Georgia. The Democrats, man, look, Georgia.
Y'all showed out,
man. Look, as the fellow rep from Georgia Cookie, shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to Stacey Abrams and her group that she led. Shout out to saying, you know what, you robbed me of something, I got some for that ass. Like, my God. Like, this, like, really? Who knew?
Did you see it was a picture of her and it said, if I bet was a person.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Like, who knew that when she lost that race that we would get to this point? Like, man,
I got some for y'all.
I got some for you. So
before you move, I did not think it was gonna happen. I thought Warnock had a good chance, but I did not think Ossoff was gonna pull it off. Mm-hmm. And I was like blown away. I remember how I talked so much shit about all them text messages we would get, like, oh, this is Mary from Fair Fight, will you vote today? And I was telling one of y'all, somebody texted me and said, hi Kinesia, did you know Kimberly in your household has not yet cast her vote? And I'm like, there's no Kimberly in my house. I mean, obviously I did not respond, but there's no Kimberly in my house. Like, what are you talking about? Y'all doing a lot. But I ain't mad at y'all, because
right,
man.
I mean, shout out to Reverend Raphael. Is it Raphael? It's Raphael.
Raphael.
Mm-hmm. Raphael Warnock for becoming the first, the first Black person elected to the Senate from Georgia, mm-hmm. and the first Black Democrat elected to the Senate from the South since Reconstruction.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Okay. Well, shout out to that man. Y'all see his speech where he was talking about his 82-year-old mom, mm-hmm. who picked cotton and now went and picked. I read that line. I saw that line from, you know, the transcript of his speech and was like, you know what? It's too much going on to even really unpack that. God bless you for how far we've come, because wow, what a statement. Like, wow. But shout out to John Ossoff, who has now become the first Jewish senator to represent Georgia. After Georgia turned blue for Biden, I was like, okay, because that blew me. And I was like, okay, you know what? At this point, it's possible. It is possible. I didn't focus too much on their race just because it was towards the end of the year and I was like, I need to unplug. But I was like, you know what? I think it's possible, but still seeing it happen tripped me out. Like, absolutely tripped me out. Cookie's like, yeah, it's a miracle.
Yeah, because I didn't think turnout was going to be there. Like, I knew that, like, if people turned out, like, I figured it would kind of be a similar story to what happened for Biden. But mm-hmm. I did not think turnout was going to be there. And turnout was down for all classes of people, but it happened to be more down for white voters, mm-hmm. white Republican voters, than it was for people of color. I mean, our numbers were down too. They just weren't down as much as theirs. So
I think that whole notion that people don't show up for these elections had certain that group, like, we ain't got to show up. We got in the bag, not knowing there was behind the scenes work pushing for the African-American community to step up. And man, they showed up. But shout out to the WNBA. I know we talk about how y'all don't get paid. I hope y'all all get a raise because, like, there's a sort of stat that said prior to the WNBA showing up to put their support behind Reverend Warnock, his percent, he was like at 7%, and his Loeffler was at 21%, I think. Mm-hmm. And when they started speaking out and put him on a platform, he zoomed by. I was like, man, that's amazing, power of women. But I especially appreciate the fact that the Atlanta Dream were one of the WNBA teams that was leading the charge, and they are owned by Kelly Loeffler. That's my kind of petty. Like, and Kelly Loeffler was already, they were already hoping, mm-hmm. trying to get her down because of her statements that she made about the Black Lives Matter movement when the team was in the league was supporting it. So they were like, you know what? You said all this to say, I bet. So I'm just here for all of it. I'm here for the advancements that's happening. So that was very positive news. Sliding into, you know, sad news. I saw that Eric Jerome Dickey passed away.
What?
Y'all didn't hear this?
No. Girl, I mean, the only thing I have seen is insurrection. I ain't heard nothing.
Girl, he died on the 3rd. It's been days.
No.
I did not know Eric Jerome did. I'm going to have to pull that up, girl.
Yeah, he died. I didn't even put in a group chat because I was like, y'all probably, every time I put something, y'all had heard about it. So I was like, I ain't about to say and send this.
Nope, I didn't hear that.
You ain't got to put black news in the group, girl.
That's my fault. I'll take that. But yeah, he passed away. For those who don't know who Mr. Dickey is, he was a New York Times bestselling author. He authored over 30 novels, novellas, short stories. The man is like,
he's young. He was young, wasn't he?
He's 59. They said he had some long, I haven't heard exactly where he died from, besides just saying he had a long, like, an illness he's had for a while. Mm. My guess would probably be something like cancer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for those who are not as familiar with him, he is like everybody's favorite author. Absolutely. In the African American community.
That was one of your first books you read.
I mean, yeah, he has classics for days. It's sad news that he's passed, and it's even more sad because his passing, that's such a big thing, got buried under the craziness of our former president. And it feels very good to see our former president and all the mayhem he has ensued over the course of the last several days. But rest in peace to Eric Jerome Dickey, and just comfort for his family during this hard time, and fans who loved him. Because, I mean, 59 is really, really young to pass
away. That's so young. Yeah.
I didn't know he's from Memphis either.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
All right, I'm going to go next because Cookie going to do the serious part and I'm going to do the petty. You still on Eric Jerome? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. I just knew y'all had heard about that.
I feel like it's one of them things where he is beloved in the black community, but he wasn't super celebrated, like, didn't have that notoriety, you know, nationally. So maybe it just didn't come through on the feeds that I subscribe to, but I had zero clue.
Like, I saw it nowhere.
Yeah, I saw it, but you're right, Cookie. It was on smaller platforms, like either like specific people I follow or like news that does highlight black news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of showed up, but even the time that it showed up, it wasn't everywhere. I'll say that.
I had no clue. Oh my God. Okay. Well,
and he looked good too. Yeah, he looked good.
Cookie, in this picture they got on his wiki page, he kind of like your daddy.
Oh,
if you glance real quickly, yeah, glance
away. That is your father.
He's got the little suit on too.
Right.
Oh my god. All right. Well. All right. Moving. Man, that's crazy. All right. Moving on.
You know how you like don't think these people are dying? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just
man.
Yeah, especially not that young. Like, I feel like if he was older, maybe it's like, oh, that's sad, but understood.
He was 59.
59 is so young. All right. Well, all right.
All right.
Okay. What you got?
So I'm going to start with some good news, y'all. So there was this high school student. He was a sophomore at Dawson Green High School. And his family was plagued with medical. So his dad needed a heart transplant, lost his job. His mom lost her vision due to a softball accident, and he went to a private Catholic high school, and he couldn't pay his tuition. So he had a scholarship, and that just didn't cover the tuition for his high school. Yeah, I guess where this man got the money from?
Where?
The prisoners.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't know who.
Prisoners.
Yeah, prisoners wrote, like, they raised money for somebody going to school. I didn't know it was this case.
From the how?
So basically, it's saying that there's a correctional training facility known as Soledad State Prison, and they had, like, they work, you know, they work for money, and they put money aside for 3 years, and they paid his, like, it was a group of them. For 3 years and paid this man's tuition.
How did they? Did they say how much?
I think it was $12,000. Oh wait, hold on. No, that raised a total of over $32,000.
Wow, I was about to say if y'all working for 3 years and all y'all got is $12,000, we got other things to talk about. I mean, $30,000 ain't no better, though. But
that's you know they be playing. They get 8 cents, girl. 8 cents an hour. So
$30,000?
That's amazing.
Wow. Well, shout out to Good in the World.
The Washington Post posted that, and I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to do the petty. Cookie, you do the serious. Y'all see the Twitter, the locked up Trump account?
And Instagram.
And Facebook. Facebook said that he gone indefinitely.
Well, they said for the next two weeks.
Yeah, they said until his term was up, and then
But I was like, it took all this for him to just almost 24 hours.
Girl,
well, he's been suspended off of Twitter before.
Yeah,
some other stuff, but Facebook has. I don't think Facebook has ever done anything until now. So,
y'all see Iraq. They like Trump, you going to jail.
What happened?
Basically, here, let me pull up this article. But yeah, I hope you go to jail. It's not loaded. But yeah, Trump, Iraq is multiple articles that were posted about Iraq wanting Trump to be arrested.
What
is it because he pardoned them people? Oh, it's because of Soleimani.
Yep.
Oh, can they do that? Can they extradite him?
Apparently, so I thought it was fake because, and then I saw it on multiple news sources. Yeah, where you go?
I don't know if we have. I don't know if we have no extradition treaty with Iraq, but if we did, then yes. Like,
Can you imagine?
I mean, I don't know if there's no, there might be some special circumstance for presidents or whatever, but I mean, if there's an extradition treaty with Iraq, which I can't imagine that we have if we've been at war with them for.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
I should have like, arrest warrant. That's what it is for Donald Trump.
And Iran also has one for him, too.
So Iraq and Iran?
Yeah. It's in relation to it. That's a movie. You done got out of time and you get arrested by Iraq and Iran? Ooh,
she got it. He tried to, you know, plan his little Scotland trip after, you know, he moved over. Scotland said, nah, you can't come over here.
Yeah, I saw that. Scotland was like, no, we don't want to be great like America. You stay.
Stay there. We want to be basic. We don't want to be that type of great.
Man, he about to learn. How quick everybody flipping on him, he about to learn.
Okay, yes. Two more things and then Cookie gonna get to the real. So, y'all saw Pelosi urging Pence to use the 25th Amendment?
Yeah.
What y'all feel about that? What y'all think about that? It's how many days we got?
What's Ain't nothing about to happen. Ain't nothing about to happen. She gotta say something. That's what I feel like. Like, I feel like everybody's just now, because it took these people, and we'll hop in details. It took this situation of them taking over the Capitol for y'all to now all of a sudden be up in arms about this man. Now, Pelosi has been outspoken about him for quite a bit, but I just don't see Pence doing anything in regards to it, especially with the amount of time he has left in office. Like, what's the purpose?
That's what I didn't understand. I was like, why are you pushing for the 25th?
Reputationally, it would be bad. Like, because, I mean, he could run again in 2024. He's kind of signaled that he wants to run again in 2024. And his reputation would be kind of shot if, at the end, you just like, nah. I feel like a lot of his supporters are already mad at him for getting on Twitter and condemning what they did. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you lose them, then you lose... I don't know. I feel like the only... Because, yeah, he only has, what, 12 or so, not, less than 2 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
The only benefit that it would have would be a reputational stain on him, or to stop him from pardoning a whole bunch of people, which that list came out as well today. So, you know, who knows? Nancy said, if they don't do that, then we'll consider impeachment and all these things. And he would have been impeached twice. That's like really bad and never happened before. So, you know, who knows? I don't know.
This is wild.
But ultimately, like, nothing would happen to him, because even with the impeachment and with the 25th Amendment being invoked, he has an opportunity to be heard. So within the couple of weeks time span, like, I can't imagine that they have enough time to get through the whole process. So nothing would happen outside of a reputational hit.
Yeah.
But...
he's annoying.
Me. That's all I got. Cookie, go ahead, take over, girl.
Well, I'm going to shock you all.
Okay.
Did y'all hear Kim and Kanye talking about getting divorced?
I did.
I'm over them. Like, I'm over it. Like, we've been going back and forth concerning this for, what, a couple years now? Like, I'm not wishing that on anybody. Divorce just sounds like a terrible thing. But, my Lord, like, what?
I saw this video of them. They were doing an interview. Like, you know, like, the couples read questions to each other and they answer the questions or whatever. So the caption was like, this is the real reason why Kim and Kanye are talking divorce. Basically because Kanye, like, embarrassed her. So he asked the question, when's the last time you used our pool? And she was like, actually, I've never used our pool. I mean, our pool is like really nice, but like, we don't have a jacuzzi. And then Kanye was like, oh my God, we don't have a jacuzzi. Can you believe it? We don't have a jacuzzi. He played her on like social media. I don't know what the platform was, but you know, some social media type platform where they're reading questions to each other. And I mean, they didn't even seem like they liked each other.
I feel like Kim always gets played because she be saying dumb stuff all the time. So it's her fault, but
like, just out of touch. Like, you talk about, you ain't used your beautiful ass, like, probably Olympic linked pool because you ain't got a jacuzzi. Girl, bye. But yeah, so that was funny. Are y'all watching The Bachelor? You know, The Bachelor is black.
I am. I started, but I don't know if I'm gonna finish.
I tried because he was black, and I already don't like shows like that, and I'm not feeling The Bachelor.
Yeah, after the happenings of yesterday, I'm usually not even the one that trips off of like interracial interactions and stuff, but it is pretty. I'm pretty sure he gonna pick a white girl, and after yesterday, I'm a little raw with everything with the capital. So I don't know if I could watch that and just be all, this is wonderful. So I don't know. I don't know. And then that whole moment he had with Chris Harrison
in the very beginning.
Yeah. How do you please both sides? You're not even ready for marriage because you don't even understand the basic concept of you can't please everybody. Like, dude, hey, we know you're going to pick a white woman. Like, we know.
Yeah. I think my thing is, like, I genuinely don't care if he picks a white girl, but, like, I fully expected him, you know, it could be just by the way he looks or, like, first of all, I didn't know initially that, you know, he was mixed race. But then when I found out he was mixed race, I was like, makes sense. Okay, you can't even just get, because I was upset that they didn't pick, It was two black guys that were on, what's the other one? I know one was on Rachel's season that made it to like the final two.
Yeah. Wasn't his name Eric too?
Eric. Yes. Yeah. His name was Eric. Well, this guy's name is Matt.
I was thinking about Eric Jerome Dickey, my bad.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, my bad. Oh, my God, Eric.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Eric, and it was another guy. I don't know if he was on, he might have been on Hannah's season, but he was the one that went on and, like, asked Keke Palmer on a date, like, publicly.
Oh, I can't think of his name. Michael? Was it Michael?
That sounds big. Your memory is A1. I think that's about right.
I didn't like him because his lips always look really, like, cracked. But
regardless of whether or not you like him, though, he was loved by, like, the Bachelor Nation people. Yeah. He was loved. Eric.
I think he would have been a better pick because he seems so loved. But I feel like he would have a like higher chance of picking a black woman, and the Bachelor ain't there for that yet. They not there for a black couple.
Well, that's actually not why they never casted a black man.
Really?
They never casted a black man because they did not feel like Bachelor fans or America was ready to see a black man kissing up on a bunch of white women. That's like on record. Producers have said that. So they didn't say it because, like, I feel like Eric would have picked a black woman over Michael. I feel like Michael would be more intrigued by white women than
that's
Eric
fair. That's fair.
But yeah, so I was mad at them because apparently Matt, the current Bachelor, was like scheduled to be on The Bachelorette, and then they pulled him to be The Bachelor before they even announced formally who The Bachelorette was that he was supposed to be on the season. So, like, it was a whole bunch of shenanigans around his thing, because it's like it was around when the Black Lives Matter protest was going on, or just before it, or right after when they announced that he was going to be The Bachelorette. But there was a whole nother season that had to happen before his season started. So but I fully expected him to be a, you know, I don't see color type of nigga. And then when I found out that his mama was white and his daddy black, I'm like, oh, he for sure about to be a I don't see color type of nigga. Look, if you pick a white woman, that's fine. But I don't want you to pick a white woman because it's like, I date everybody and I don't care. I don't see color. Like, I want both of y'all to see color. Both of y'all need to be able to see color.
We don't need color blindness. We don't need that.
Y'all both need to see color. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. But I'm probably gonna watch it because I just watch it. So
I probably end up watching it just like here and there, or if time permits or whatever. But they said that he had the most like entries of women in the history of The Bachelor.
I wonder why, because they announced him a season before he was to go on. They had more time to get more entries. They announced him literally before the Bachelorette. Like, you know, it's like staggered. Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor, Bachelorette. They announced him at the end of a Bachelor season. And a Bachelorette season still had to play out. And then his season came up. So he had like 2 years worth of time. Well, not 2 years, but you know, 2 seasons worth of time to be applied. I'm sure he did.
And he nice to look at. I ain't even go. I mean, he's an attractive young man. I'm not attractive, but. He's an attractive young man.
Not to me.
I'll probably call y'all, ask y'all what happened.
call Cookie.
He's looking. But yeah, you know, I'll be watching it. But to get to the shit show,
the season finale of What the Hell, America?
I mean, like, what?
Girl, where do you start? I don't
know where to start, what to say. Like, just like, wow, y'all showed y'all's ass. on the 6th of I almost said January. No, it is January. I almost said July. But on the 6th of January.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Girl.
I was so confused.
I was perplexed. Like, if you hadn't, because it's busy right now with work. So I had saw kind of like hints of stuff like popping up. And I was like, oh, honestly, I thought they had stormed the Capitol in Georgia. I was like, that makes sense. Y'all back because the Democrats went in, this black senator, whatever. Then, Cookie, when you text in the group, like, are y'all seeing this? They storming the Capitol in D.C. I said, Washington, D.C.? As in our nation's capital? And I had my brother turn the TV on and I'm like, what is happening? Like, this is the kind of stuff. I'm from Nigeria. Our government is trash. There's a lot of history behind why it's trash, but it is trash. There are a lot of countries that are that, you know, in the past, America's looked down on, like, oh, look at the insurrection in these nations. Or recently, as in actually yesterday as well, in Ghana, they were electing the new Speaker of the House, and they're literally fighting each other, throwing chairs, everything. That's the kind of stuff you associate with certain countries, and you just think, oh man, they're unruly, whatever. You have a negative connotation. Watching that on the screen, I was like, oh wow, okay. Like, America, here it is. And it's funny because I was telling y'all in the last like couple months, my family back home has been regularly texting me like, are you okay? Are you safe? What is going on? And I'm like, look, I've been telling y'all, America ain't all that in ways. Like, it's not all that. Like, there's a lot of opportunities. I will never like negate the fact that it is a privilege to be here, but there are things in this nation that have been bubbling up, and we saw it on full display yesterday. Like, what? 5 people done died because of what?
What are you just bubbling up? What they mad about? Like, I don't, y'all ain't, like, listen, y'all were able to walk y'all's asses into the Capitol.
You escorted into it.
And only 5 of y'all die. It's like, it's hordes of y'all. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what is.
Where is the tear gas? Where's the National Guard? Where are the rubber bullets?
The cops are letting him.
Yeah. There are videos of like people who were inside the Capitol and you can see them fighting or whatever, but that was by no means like the overall story. That was like in the minority until the masses of police started like pushing them back. But like, how in the hell were y'all able to disrupt? How in the hell did the police, how were the police, the FBI, the Secret Service, I don't know how all the officers work and the National Guard and all of y'all should have been on call and on duty. And not even for just like, okay, there's a Trump protest, you know, because that was like public knowledge. That's been known that he was going to do it, whatever.
That rally, yeah.
But like on a regular basis, every 4 years, I I feel like y'all should be stacked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a group of people who are the most, like, they are the decision makers in our nation, and they were just open targets. Like, niggas could just walk up in there and just be like, not today. Y'all ain't doing today. Right. They didn't. You know what I'm saying? They had to wait until like 6 o'clock to continue. What? How?
The second and the third most powerful people in our nation, folks is just able to walk in. These folks went in there. I was tripping, like, the audacity. How do you bust into the Capitol and these folks is taking pictures and record video like they're on a field trip? What is happening? They just stole the podium.
Yes.
Selling that joint on eBay for
niggas camped out on Nancy Pelosi desk with feet propped up and shit, like
reading her email. What kind of
this bitch is the third in line to be the president? How the fuck is her office able to be accessed like that? What in the world is going on? Even the building that houses her office, how the hell can you get through there? I don't understand.
They scale the walls like Spider-Man, and I shout out to Black people. I don't like the fact that we got to do this, but we have to laugh through stuff like this so we don't, you know, break down and cry or whatever. But folks is talking about y'all done got in there and y'all taking pictures and y'all couldn't erase student loans. Y'all couldn't add a little extra money to our stimulus checks.
You know what y'all got access to the computer that people that run the money. What y'all doing? Y'all been wasting. Y'all wasted so much time and energy. You got in there where decisions are made and you ain't do shit.
You taking selfies.
You ain't do shit but take pictures. Listen.
And that's the thing, like, that's even a part of privilege, is what you're fighting for. You don't even have a cause enough to have demands. What is your demand? That you just have access to the Capitol? Like, that's it.
Trump be president. And that's part of the issue, is that a lot of these folks were lied to, been lied to, and
100%
still lied to. Right. They believed that they legitimately could walk up in there, stop them from doing whatever, certifying the election. And if they were able to halt the certification, then that means that because I think in the Constitution they have a certain date that they have to do this by, and if they don't, they assumed that because the Constitution says that if we can disrupt this and prevent it from happening on the 6th, and that means that it ain't gonna happen. Listen, we got cell phones, we got computers. They ain't had none of this shit back then. They wrote that shit by hand. You think that, okay, yeah, because we couldn't do it by 12 or 11:59 on January 6th, that means that November election is just like, it's gone. Nigga, we got 50 states now. We didn't have 50 states back then. What are you even talking about?
Look, I don't even understand. I said this to you, Cookie. I'm so confused. Like, how dumb is it that you go on to storm the Capitol in the middle of a work day? I had to stop work to turn my TV on to see what was going on. Why aren't y'all at work? I know you ain't, all of y'all ain't take no PTO to come fly in to be a part of this rally. So if
half of them COVID laid off, I'm certain.
Okay, so if you ain't got a job because of COVID, whose fault was that? It was the former president.
It's the mainstream media's fault. That's why they was there.
Because they blew this COVID up. They're still blowing it up.
Look, that was probably the most insane thing I've ever seen. And I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff, like legit military coups where a group of people done brought their militia and they just killing off folks. And that was crazy to me. Like, that's insane. And for me, immediately when I saw this, and I was having the conversation, because I'm still flabbergasted, but I was like, the implications of this internationally, it's what's the scariest thing for me. There are already news outlets in Australia, in France, in Nigeria, in Canada, in all these places that on the front cover, it's America. and how easily its citizens took over a building in the nation's cap. What does that look like?
That's for what, there was another meme of Bin Laden, and it was like, all I had to do was walk up to the front door.
Yikes. Oh, God. But that's also privilege, is not thinking about how your actions negatively impact not just you, but the whole. You have just exposed this country in a major way. For what? For something you never had the power to be able to do, but you just strongly believed it in all your whiteness that you could, because this man that gassed you?
It's just like, America has its faults, but one thing you thought was going to always be the case was that facts were just going to be facts. And you know what I mean? And, you know, yeah, we can debate, you know, policy. We can talk about taxes and whether or not they should be high for the rich or low for the rich, because the rich create jobs, quote unquote, and as a result, they should have lower taxes and whatever, and it trickle down, or should it flow up? We can have a debate about healthcare. We can have a debate about, like, I feel like in those spaces, yes, there are facts that are core as well, but there are also areas that you can argue either way. Like, you're not necessarily wrong for believing this, but you're wrong on the impact that you're saying that it's going to have. You know what I mean? You're wrong on the impact that you think is going to have. But let's go with your policy and see the impact play out, and you see that it's actually not as beneficial as you thought it was. That's different from, like, legitimately talking facts. Like, fact of the matter is, the election was not rigged. Fact of the matter is, Joe Biden won. Fact of the matter is, that nigga lost by like 7 million votes. Like, I don't, what?
A lot of votes.
Like, I don't understand. What are you fighting for?
A lot of votes.
Yes, like, and then to even go through this whole, like, oh, they changed the rules and signature matches should be a thing and blah, blah, blah. Regardless of whatever it is you're talking about, the rules, the rules were, quote unquote, changed for COVID, but the rules were the same for everybody. So, like, the only problem is that, like, it made it easier for more people to vote, and the electorate was increased. So, I feel like we're all playing by the same rules. Y'all just lost. And now you're saying that the rules are the problem. Mm-hmm. But, like, you had the same opportunity under the same rules. I don't understand. What are we even talking about?
Racism.
What are we even talking about? So, racism.
Like, that's my thing. In some states. Like, you lost twice.
I mean, you lost three times in Georgia. Like, time. I don't understand. Like, that's where we've gone wrong, is that fact is no longer fact. We got QAnon bullshit, conspiracy theories. Joe Biden is a pedophile. Hillary Clinton, a pedophile. They all like Jeffrey Epstein and all of this bullshit about, like, it's just.
But Trump is holy.
He is. He was supposed to, you know, come in and usher in the, you know, the New World Order or some shit. I don't know. But, like,
I'm still waiting for these African angels. That's, I mean.
Them too. They supposed to save them. You know, they might come through eventually. Maybe on the 20th. And then, you know, we just see, you know, Joe Biden raptured up. And then there's.
Joe Biden raptured up. It's hilarious. Please name this episode that. Please. My God, that's so good.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that's what, I mean, ultimately, I've known that there, like, obviously, everybody doesn't have the benefit of being college educated. Everybody doesn't have the benefit of going through, you know, great pre, post, secondary school education, all of that. Primary schools even are trash somewhere. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just always thought that, like, you know, we can agree on a basic kernel of truth, but it's like, nah, that's gone. Yeah. And once that's gone, like, I mean, it's lights out. So,
Yeah, we'll scary. That's a scary place to be in.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, any final thoughts y'all got?
COVID is still here. She running the streets even stronger. And y'all, like, look, don't let that little situation at the Capitol fool you. COVID is still real out here. So if you don't want to be locked in the house through 2023, wear a mask and stay home.
Mm-hmm. And Black people, don't try what the white folks did. Other countries that you're Black or brown. You can't do that. You can't do that. You will die. You will die. You will get shot or injured.
That's not smart. That's funny.
Yeah, 2021 is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if this is how we started it.
Who? I mean, we 35 seconds into the year. Come on, y'all.
All right. Well, that is it for Trending Combos this week. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.